Is Infinite Banking Legit? Here is what the data actually shows. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Banks use BOLI. Billionaires borrow against assets instead of liquidating. The mechanics are real. Risk is bad structure, not the strategy itself. Infinite banking is a legitimate strategy, not a scam. It works when the policy is structured correctly and fails when it is not, and at least 95% of policies are not built correctly. The real test is whether your specific policy is structured right, not whether the concept works. Infinite banking is a real financial strategy, not a scam. Banks use it. Billionaires use it. The mechanics are straightforward. You borrow against a life insurance policy's cash value while that cash keeps earning interest. It's legal and well documented. The strategy works when it's properly set up. Most people call it a scam because most policies are never set up correctly in the first place. That distinction matters. When a policy fails or underdelivers, the anger is real and valid. But people are usually angry at the wrong thing. The difference between a bad policy and a bad strategy. Most people who call infinite banking a scam have watched it fail in real life. Kyle Busch's situation is a good example. His wife raised the alarm publicly after their policy did not perform as expected. That story spread fast, and for good reason. Here is what actually happened. The problem was not the strategy. It was the structure the agent chose, and why they chose it. An agent can set up a policy two ways. They can structure it with a minimum death benefit to maximize your cash value, which is what you want if the goal is banking. Or they can structure it with a target premium, which inflates the death benefit and inflates the agent's commission. After 30 years, the difference in cash value is huge. The agent writes the prescription. The carrier fills it. If the prescription is wrong, the pharmacist who fills it is not the villain. That framing changes everything about how you evaluate the strategy. That is the 95% problem. Most people who tried infinite banking and felt burned were sold a commission-optimized policy, not a cash-value-optimized one. They are completely different products. How the mechanics actually work. Banks do something called BOLI, bank-owned life insurance. Large institutions park huge sums inside life insurance policies because the money earns a consistent, tax-advantaged return while staying accessible. They are not doing this to be nice to policyholders. They are doing it because it works. When you run a bank-lite strategy, you are using the same mechanic. You fund a policy, it builds cash value, and you borrow against that cash value to deploy into real estate, a business, or whatever investment you would have used cash for anyway. The part most people miss, your cash value keeps earning the whole time the loan is out. That is double dipping. You get credited interest on the full cash value inside the policy while using borrowed money to earn returns outside it. No other savings or investment account does that. A 401k does not let you borrow against it and keep earning on the full balance. A bank savings account does not have a borrowing feature. This one does. Elon Musk has pledged Tesla shares to borrow against instead of selling them, a move documented in public filings. Wealthy families do a quieter version of the same thing through securities-backed lines of credit. Borrow against an appreciating asset, skip the tax a sale would trigger, and let the asset keep working. IBC versus IUL, and where Nelson Nash fits in. Nelson Nash created the original infinite banking concept using whole life insurance. The strategy works. The vehicle has a problem. When you borrow against a whole life policy, you typically pay around 5% on the loan while the policy earns around 3%. That is negative arbitrage. You lose money every time you borrow. BankLite runs the same concept through an indexed universal life policy instead. A well-structured IUL historically credits 6 to 8% annually. If the loan rate is around 4 to 5%, the loan itself becomes an asset instead of a liability. You earn more on the dollar than it costs you. That is the upgrade. The IUL also has a zero floor. If the index it tracks goes down in a given year, you do not lose money. You earn zero. Over time, you capture gains and skip losses, which creates a compounding curve that beats what a straight average would suggest. A few real criticisms deserve mention. First-year liquidity is limited. Caps do restrict upside in strong market years. And insurance companies have no legal obligation to keep rates where they started. That last one is why rate integrity matters more than any single illustrated number. The carriers that have held their rates over time are worth working with. The ones that advertise high caps to attract clients, then quietly lower them after the money is in, are running a bait and switch. That is a carrier selection question, and it is one of the most important decisions in the whole process. What proper structure actually looks like? A legitimately structured policy for infinite banking has a few non-negotiable characteristics. If yours does not match this list, that is worth a conversation. Max funded. You are putting in as much premium as the IRS allows relative to the death benefit. Minimum death benefit. You are buying the least amount of insurance that qualifies the policy as insurance. Right carrier. One with a documented history of holding cap rates and managing costs in the client's interest. Client education. You understand how the loans work and what happens if you borrow heavily and do not manage it. That last point matters. A properly structured policy does not lapse on its own. If it lapses, the client borrowed too much and did not fund it back up. That is not a product failure. That is negligence, the same as maxing out a credit card and blaming the bank. You can read more about how the strategy works at /infinitebanking/. Frequently asked questions. Is infinite banking a scam? The strategy itself is legitimate and used by banks, institutions, and wealthy individuals worldwide. What earns the scam label is a commission-driven policy structure that prioritizes agent payout over client cash value. A properly structured policy, max funded with minimum death benefit through a carrier with strong rate integrity, performs as designed. Does infinite banking actually work? It works when the structure is right. Historically, well-structured indexed policies have credited 6 to 8% annually. The borrowing feature lets you deploy capital while that balance keeps earning. The combination of tax-free growth, creditor protection in most states, and leverage deployment is what makes it worth the attention. What is the difference between IBC and IUL? Nelson Nash's infinite banking concept was built on whole life insurance, where loan arbitrage is typically negative. BankLite uses indexed universal life, where the policy historically earns more than the loan costs. The concept is the same. The vehicle is better. Why do so many IUL policies underperform? At least 95% are not structured correctly. Agents earn higher commissions on target premium, high death benefit designs. Those designs direct premium dollars toward insurance costs rather than cash value. The client ends up with a policy that barely builds equity, which is the opposite of what infinite banking requires. Is Bank on Yourself the same as infinite banking? Bank on Yourself is a trademarked version of the same concept, associated with whole life insurance. Infinite banking and Be Your Own Bank describe the broader strategy. BankLite is Ryan's IUL-based version, structured specifically for cash accumulation and leverage rather than death benefit. If you want to see how this works with your actual numbers, book a strategy call. We will run the structure side by side and show you the difference proper design makes before you commit to anything. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.